By the way, I'm going to get some information soon on the jabs, if you like. I'm just reading this now. I'm getting a gentleman to talk about this matter. With the high demand, it says here, for vaccinations, the clinic at the Cairns Hospital is extending its opening hours to 8 p.m. weekdays and opening 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekends. Currently, there are plenty of booking spots. Listen to this. Currently, there are plenty of booking spots available this weekend at the hospital. So if you're after the jab, you better get onto this. Now, here we go. We are currently not accepting walk-ins. So register online to book an appointment at one of our clinics at allthews.vaccinebookings.health.qld.gov.au. At one of our clinics. Well, I think most people are thinking, well, I'll go to the Cairns Hospital because there seems to be the capacity there to get lots of jabs in to hundreds per day. So that could be good for you. Oh, actually, this is perfect timing. I looked up at my screen and it reads Dr. Don Mackey, Executive Director Medical over at our hospital. Hello, Don.
Hello, John. How are you?
That was perfect timing.
Absolutely.
Perfect timing because this has only just landed in front of me. Look, the high demand for vaccinations, hundreds of them over at the hospital each day. Talk to me about how well it's been going and the fact that you're expanding the capacity there.
Yeah, look, we've ramped up the capacity of the hospital. We're now running about 700 a day, which is terrific numbers. And in terms of proportion of people, eligible people who've been vaccinated around the state, we're really way up there. So this is excellent. You know, people clearly want the vaccine. What we're asking people to do, and I just heard you saying it, is please make sure you book. So there's the online arrangements. There's also a hotline. It's also experiencing high demand, so there may be a bit of a delay on there. We really prefer the online booking, and then we'll come back to people on this. But it's really good to see.
But there is a hotline alternative, is there? Because some people are very, well, nervous about doing the online thing.
Sure, yeah. The hotline number is 1-800-861-863.
Okay. So that's... I'll just put that out there again. It's a 1-800 number, 861-863. Now, can I ask you, who would you like to see coming in on the weekend? I mean, to say, obviously, the over 50s, the appeal's been out there for some time. What about 42 50s?
Yeah, look, we're just working through the groups. I think, you know, we're working with very much the people. We started with the people who are at the highest risk, so those people who are actually caring for people with COVID or at the border. We've moved through into that older age group. We're still really keen that people with chronic health conditions get vaccinated early. It's really important for them. But, yeah, the door is open at the weekend, and we're running that 8 to 4, but bookings only, and I heard you saying, and thank you for it, no walk-ins. It's just too hard for us to manage.
Now, what jab will people going in this weekend get, the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer?
So at the moment, we're working the Pfizer at the week at the hospital clinics, and we're doing the AstraZeneca out in the rural settings. And we've also been running the van, the Covan, which has vaccinated hundreds of people in rural areas. Mm. They were heading out, I think, to Forsyth today or this week. So, yeah, that's been working well. As the rules around the management and care of the Pfizer vaccine have made it easier for us to get it out and about. Mm. So although the rurals have been working with AstraZeneca to date, we're planning to set up Pfizer injection hubs in the rurals.
All right. Now, we're talking tomorrow and Sunday extended times. This is 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. What happens if, I'm presuming 4 in the afternoon, you've still got some people waiting, but I presume you don't send them home.
No, everybody who's booked will be vaccinated. So, again, that's why we're relying on the booking, because it gives us the ability to defrost the vaccine, prepare it, have the staff, so we know what we're working with. But, no, if you've got a booking, you get vaccinated.
Now, this isn't a question that you may be able to answer all that enthusiastically. Parking matters. They're not your concern particularly, but I keep hearing people saying, oh, couldn't find a parking spot. Oh, I was really worried because it took an hour or so instead of the half an hour I had in the meter or whatever. Is there a particular issue with parking? Is there any advice that needs to be given out as far as parking's concerned?
I can't give any specific advice other than keep hunting. Mm. But as we're looking, you know, to into the future with further community vaccination hubs. Mm. You know, we're well aware that parking is one of the key elements for that. In some ways, you know, we set up the hub in the hospital. It was good at the lower volumes, but as we're having more people, you know, and for staff, but as more people in the community are coming in, acknowledge that parking can be a challenge. And certainly for the community hubs that we're going to be developing and announcing over the next few weeks, we're thinking really hard about parking because we understand it needs to be convenient for people.
Now, at the hospital, where do people go at the hospital? It's quite a mystery for some people.
Yeah, we've tried to get some signs out. So it's on the Esplanade entrance to Block A, which is the sort of older block down at the south end of the hospital, and it is signposted. So you just go down a little bit of a lane. Some people remember the mental health area, which has now been demolished. It's just a little lane coming in off the Esplanade side that goes up there. And on the third floor, signposted once you get in.
Excellent. Good on you, Don. Thank you.
Good.
He's the Executive Director of Medical Services at our hospital, Dr. Don Mackey.